document that has been sent across the board to all departments, do all the DGs or acting DGs of these other departments have Circular 135? Do they know what it is about? Or is it a document that was drafted purely for the benefit of DPWI? And if so, how then do we wish to then look at its implementation and what the benefit that may very well be have been highlighted therein can be? And if it's not an official policy document, and it's just a document that kind of talks about how the leasing process needs to happen and so forth and so on, how do we then get to a point? And then it raises the point that I spoke about in terms of policy, to actually getting this particular policy done so that Circular 135 can be a standing policy of the department that is noted and known by all other client departments in terms of assisting the department to be able to then deal with its leasing accordingly. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Solo. Honorable Suisa.
Can you
raise your voice, Honorable Suisa, please?
Oh, sorry, Chair.
Thank you.
Am I audible now?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that, Chair. Chair, when you are given a vague explanation or an answer, it raises concerns. But that's a discussion for another day. Chair, I want to ask the acting DG. So this operation bring back, since it started, they've only managed to bring back only one building. And what are the reasons that they cannot take all of these buildings and make sure that they come back as property of public works? Because now, if it's going to be a process of 3 years, then it's going to be a problem. If up to date, they're only mentioning one building, and we know a lot of buildings that are in the hands of people that took them illegally. So even when it comes to, I'm also a bit concerned about the role of ISA and in this whole thing. Because as you've alluded, Chair, the role of ISA was to deal with major projects or mega projects that are out there. And now when I go again through my notes, I see that again, now they are also dealing with maintenance of buildings. And if a property is being leased out to a private sector, and then they must bring in part of their funds to maintain, and then it means that again, it doesn't matter what is being said here today, but again, it means that again the department is working at a loss, because private sector A comes with 50% of the money, DPWI comes with 50% of the money. What is so hard for the department to make maintenance of their own buildings? Because we've been told time and time and again that there is a maintenance plan in that is going to be introduced. And the only thing that we always hear about is that the private sector is going to be brought in to deal with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But we are never actually told that this is the plan. This is how we are going to do it. We are being told it's a routine. What routine if the plan is not put there to say, this is how we are going to do it. This is how many times we are going to do it. And these are the people that are going to be responsible. There is no maintenance plan that has been put on the table. Now we are being told about ISA. Yesterday, ISA was dealing with mega cities. Today, ISA is dealing with maintenance. Actually, what is the role of ISA in the Department of Public Works? Because what's more concerning, Chair, is that we cannot even do oversight over ISA, because it's an entity that answers to the office of the presidency. So actually, what is the role of ISA in the Department of Public Works? It's it's raising a lot of concerns as to ISA now, it seems as if ISA is going to take over everything that needs to be done by the Department of Public Works, and then PMT is going to be rendered useless in the whole process. So I'm a bit concerned, Chair. I'm not satisfied when it comes to how maintenance is actually going to be done. Because even the houses that we are sitting in are a health hazard to some of us. We are sitting with torn curtains and people are looking at us as we move up and down. Coming to consultation with National Treasury, and it's incomplete. There's always a case of we are consulting National Treasury, but we never get actually what happens after consultation. How far is your consultation? Because as I said yesterday, Chair, we are at the last year of the sixth administration, and we are still going to be told that National Treasury this and that, but the Department of Public Works is not doing enough because of there are no time frames in place for them to do what needs to be done. Everything is a vague answer. Everything is just there in a pool. It's in the Atlantic Ocean. We don't know where it starts, where it ends, because there are no time frames. That is why we'll always be told that we are in talks with National Treasury. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Suisa. Honorable Van Staden, I've noted you, Honorable Minister, but Honorable Van Staden, may you come in?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, don't understand me wrong. I'm concur that we should recover the captured buildings of government. Don't understand me wrong, I support that. It's government buildings, it's the taxpayers' buildings, we must get that property back. But I think we as a committee must put our foot down now. Because if...
Honorable Van Staden, Honorable Van Staden.
Can you hear me, Chair?
Honorable Van Staden, can you... Yes. We lost you somewhere. We lost you...
Let me just switch. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you perfectly, Honorable Van Staden. I don't know if the chair is still on.
I think it's the chairperson's connection.
Oh, okay. Thank you, members. Thank you.
Chair,
thank you.
Sorry, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
No. They're saying it's my connection. So, at least if the minister and the department have heard you, it's fine. Please continue.
No, I haven't spoken yet. I've tried to go over to another Wi-Fi, so I will start from over. I haven't said much. Now, thank you, Chairperson. Now, what I was saying was that, don't understand me wrong, I concur that government should recover its captured buildings. It's actually the property of a taxpayer, and we must get that buildings back. So, that matters support it and sort it out. But what I was saying, I think we as a committee need to start to put our foot down now. Because of poor maintenance, we are sitting with a problem and the bad situation we are currently in, and we must get out of it now. And I think it's time that the maintenance program of all government buildings must be presented to this committee as well as the asset register. We don't have to do it while the media is attending the committee meetings. We can go into a committee and discuss the matters by then. But it needs to be done, and I think it must be presented to us. Otherwise, we're going to run in circles like a parcel, yes, and we're not going to achieve anything. My other concern is if we take, when the hijacked buildings is taken back, my other concern is that there will be some groups out there which will come to the aid of these people who will be evicted in terms of Section 26 of the Constitution to provide accommodation for those people currently there. So that is my other concern. How are we going to get past that at all? And I think it's a matter which also needs attention. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Van Staden. I think the minister is back and would like to respond to some of the questions that are raised. Over to you, Honorable Minister.
No, thanks, Chair. May I switch off my video so that I will be audible? I don't trust the network on this side. Now, I think, colleagues, partly Honorable Van Staden is trying to assist the committee. Maintenance and refurbish, operate and transfer are not one and the same thing. These are two separate programs that we need to understand properly. Let me then repeat what have been said by Acting DG about maintenance. On maintenance, there are few approaches or projects that the department has engaged on. The first one is the total facility management, which means you take one facility, you then maintain it through the use or the involvement of the private sector. There are a number of those, they've been kept very well. Then the second approach on maintenance, that goes to build the capacity of the state, the Department of Public Works, entails firstly re-establishing workshops that will be ensure that we carry or we conduct the day-to-day maintenance as well as physical maintenance of what you would say its equipments and all of those things. So that is being done. And maintenance in terms of cleaning and gardening, we've taken it to the EPWP. And even on areas such as courts and all of that, we've started that approach. So that is about maintenance. It has nothing to do with refurbish, operate, and transfer. What is refurbish, operate, and transfer is the process where the department identifies its own buildings. And because these buildings are dilapidated, they will therefore need to be renovated so that we reduce the rental account and we build the capacity of the state. In this regard, the department is facing few problems, which include, among others, that currently we are paying, as the DG said, rate and taxes. Secondly, there is a bloating rental account. Thirdly, currently the state won't have enough financial capacity to renovate these. Now, what then do you do to reduce the rental account, reduce rate and taxes that we are paying for buildings that are not utilized? You then come with this plan, renovate, operate, and transfer. The department packaged through ESA and enter through Treasury into an agreement with a private sector to say, here is a building, you will renovate it at your own expense. We're going to lease it to you, and then you will bring it back to the government. We're not selling the buildings to government, to the private sector. We are just saying, renovate it, because the amount of renovation might not be there now. And going forward, the private sector benefit through the rent that will be paid. But at the end, the state benefit through bringing back, through ensuring that these buildings are utilized, and therefore they get back once the agreement is exhausted. Now, Circular 135, I doubt whether Honorable Sitolo do understand this. I may request through you, Chair, that we maybe have this in committee so that we will clarify each other, because he claims to have read the document, but the answer shows the lack of understanding. The DG in previous meetings indicated that Circular 135 will be issued to invite the private sector to invest in these buildings. Now, it is a circular that says to the private sector, come on board for a particular period, whether 10 years or 15 years, you are going to build now, you will renovate these buildings, you maintain and operate, no, you operate them for this period, 10 years, after that they come back renovated, well maintained to government. Now, government on the other side, through a program also of facility management, is building its capacity through the department. Now, I would request that maybe we be brought to an in committee where we can then share details, because some of the things are either a lack or genuine lack of understanding or some political gimmicks that do not help us to go forward. Now, I thought I should try to separate the two so that they would be clear to all of us. And I think the issues of maintenance, the issues of rental, how do we decrease the rental account to a point where it will be less, and it will only happen in case where we don't have buildings. Now, that's the intervention, but we're free to come on board to the in committee as suggested by Van Staden. I must also brief the committee. The building that caused the damage in Johannesburg is not our building. It was a building of the municipality, but the municipality also took that building to an NPO which was gonna run some charity activities. Now, in that process, the building was hijacked, hence illegal occupation. That took to a separate area of bring back a program. So I thought I should respond to that. We got a suggestion from you, Chair, and others, that maybe we can consider our own entities in terms of other operations such as maintenance, like IDT and all of that. We will explore that going forward. And we are for insourcing. We want to build a capacity of the state rather than entirely dependent on the private sector. Chair, I thought I should assist in those few questions and then request to leave because the meeting is starting now. I've been always here and listening to colleagues, to honorable members speaking. Thank you, honorable Chair.
Thank you so much, Minister. But just before you leave, Minister, and to continue with the department, there's something that we have raised here that as much as you have this program, you have PPP and all that, but when it comes to construction and accommodation of the government departments, you must guide the policy. This department, which is Department of Public Works, must guide policies. So that we have a uniformity in this sector. We know that Treasury, when it comes to issues of private, it leads. But when it comes to construction, when it comes to accommodation of buildings, I think that is your portfolio. You must guide those policies that will be adopted in the future, and that will lead in ensuring that there is uniformity in the sector. I just wanted to raise this because I raised it earlier. I don't know whether you are still with us, but I want to raise it again. I don't know.
Yes.
Honorable Minister.
We take your point. We must guide. We must have an overarching policy in terms of construction, maintenance, which is the different program of government buildings, and ensure that departments, when they need buildings, we lease or we give them the departmental buildings rather than growing the private sector capacity at the expense of the state. I've heard that, we're taking that, we'll be free to engage on what we are doing in details. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Minister. Honorable Silo, your hand was up. Yes.
No, Chair, if the Minister is still in the meeting, I just wanted to indicate to the Minister that when I joined the Portfolio Committee, I joined it on the basis that this was a committee that worked towards making sure that we hold the executive accountable and that we work well together as members of this Portfolio Committee, and that whatever oversight we do and we communicate to the department as members of Parliament and as members of this committee, that will be taken genuinely as our effort in representing South Africans as part of our constituencies and making sure that we're also able to assist the department in dealing with these issues. I certainly can guarantee the Minister that there's no political gimmick that has been played by me. And if I ask a genuine question about a document of the department, I ask it because I also want to make sure that I understand accordingly what the Circular 135 is about, what it is that it intends on achieving, and whether it is genuinely a policy of the department. I am not playing any political gimmick. I will never play any political gimmick in this particular committee. This is not a place for it, and that has been clearly communicated when I joined the department. So I just wanted maybe the Minister to perhaps reconsider wanting to label my comments or my inputs in that way in this particular committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Sikhalo. I think the Minister may have left, but the department is here, his office is here. I think they should take note of what you are saying, Honorable Silo. Honorable members, should we close this issue of the department's presentation, or are there any other issues that you would want to raise? Honorable Sivisa, have you been responded to? Honorable Sivisa? Yes, Honorable Member?
Yeah, I'm saying what I'm asking for is the maintenance plan that we've been told about since 2019, and we are in 2023. Can we give them the maintenance plan and not be told about HISA and private sector? How is the department going to maintain their state buildings because they are falling apart? Lifts are not working, roofs are falling off, toilets are not working in clinics, schools are not properly built. So what is the maintenance plan? That's what I'm asking for, Chair. If they can send us that one, I think I'll be satisfied for the coming 10 years. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Sivisa. I think your question is not that different from Honorable Van Staden, and I believe it was not that much responded to. Honorable Van Staden?
Chairperson,
I've noted you, Deputy Minister. Honorable Van Staden?
No, thank you, Chair. Now, I've put a proposal on the table that we, as a committee, set aside dates that we can go in committee with the Minister and the Department to sort out these matters of maintenance and assets and all that stuff. And I want to ask you that we can look at it to go forward with this, please.
Thank you. Honorable Van Staden, I can see there's a message from Honorable Tring. I don't know whether he has joined the meeting or you would like to talk, but I can't read properly. I have a challenge. Honorable Tring? Okay. DM? Honorable Swartz?
Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Honorable Chair, mine is to say that because there is so much issues that have been raised by different members, honorable members of the committee, around the role of ESA versus PMTE, and also that Honorable Suvisa has stressed around the maintenance plan, I would then suggest, Honorable Chair, that in the next portfolio committee, we include this as agenda items so that there is a proper presentation around the role of ESA itself versus PMTE and the different roles, so that we are all on the same page in terms of where ESA fits in and how they might not be taking over the role of PMTE as per se, and that also we then get the clear maintenance plan as well. That is my suggestion, Honorable Chair. Thank you.
For that, honorable members, let me again appreciate the way that we deliberated in this meeting on this issue of refurbish, operate, transfer program that the department is bringing to us. It introduced this program last year, as Dr. Mwemi indicated, but today they are reporting on it. Yes, we have some questions not answered. And the issue of the maintenance plan, it has been our cry since 2019, DM, as you are the one that is leading this delegation now. We indicated that when it comes to the department, it reacts when it comes to maintenance. There is no routine maintenance plan in place. Information that we want, because that is the reality, leaves are falling and all that and all that and all that. So we would like to see that plan being carried out, not necessarily referring to your program that you're talking about, in which you will be renovating buildings through this private partnership that you bring to us. But one thing that has to be clear, at DM, when we end this meeting, when you were reporting to us on these issues, it's something that I've said to the minister. Oh, please note that next week we'll be dealing with PMTE. That one. Some of the questions that were presented here would come back when we deal with PMTE. Next week we're dealing with PMTE. So what actually, as the portfolio committee is clear, we are saying that the total facilities manager, the ROTP, the circular 135, we see these attempts, all of them as maintenance. We see all these attempts that you bring to us talking about maintenance, but bringing in the private sector. I want to maintain this, I want to repeat it, that as much as you're doing this, you must lead as this department when it comes to policy formulation, because you are the one that are dealing with construction, you are the one that are accommodating all the departments in your properties. So you must lead. Honorable Sikolo raised an issue of the Public Works Act, something that we raised when we came in. I decided not to talk about it today, because we said if that Public Works bill was present, you would not have these challenges. Stabiso, can you please switch off your mic? You will not have these challenges when you want to collect monies from those that you Stabiso? Can someone take us, Stabiso, from our meeting? Rosie, can you take out Stabiso? talking about that now because it is at the tail end of the term. Maybe the next portfolio committee will raise it, but we have asked several times, how far are you with that? Because we knew that having that, it would assist you also in ensuring that all that is being done, it's regulated. So next week, DM, we're dealing with PMTE. If it's possible, would appreciate this maintenance plan that you have being brought to us, maybe as an annex to what
we said.
Razi, can you take out Tabitha out of the meeting?
In the first of July, I'm going to do that one. So, in the first of no.
Thank you.
Yes, I did, Chair. Sorry.
Thank you so much. So, on that note, DM, we appreciate your time, and the minister, though he has left the meeting, the acting DG and Issa in explaining some of the issues that we didn't understand, some of the issues that were not clear on the report that you presented to us. I see that your hand is up. I don't know whether it's a legacy hand or there's something that you want to bring it to us. DM?
No, I'm fine, Chair. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, DM. On that note, we then go to the next item of our meeting, which we will be dealing with the minutes of yesterday's meeting. Thank you, and honorable members, those are the minutes of our yesterday's meeting. Can we also check whether are there any corrections? Are there any corrections, honorable members, that you would like to make on these minutes? Okay, if there are no corrections, can we then have a mover for the adoption of these minutes as the true reflection of what we discussed yesterday? May I have a mover, honorable members?
I move for the option of the minutes, Chair.
Thank you, honorable member. We may we then have a seconder. May we have a seconder? I can't see whether anyone has raised his or her hand.
I'll second, Chairperson.
Thank you, honorable Van Staden. Can you please also note in the apologies, this apology came when we have already started the meeting of Honorable Zondo, saying that he is attending a physical committee, portfolio committee of health, so he wouldn't be able to join. So if you can record that, it came whilst the department was presenting. So I couldn't put it in. So if you please note that, because there's been an apology that has been made. Honorable members, thank you again for such an interactive meeting. The way that you have prepared for our portfolio committees this month of September is that we are focusing. Next week, honorable members, we are going to be dealing with PMTE and some of the questions that we ask today will be relevant. Thank you again for your time and ensuring that we had a progressive, interactive meeting. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you.